An anonymous jajaras, the last item in a concert of Spanish Baroque music given last summer at the Mecklenburg-Vorpommern Festival in Germany by the viola player Nils Munkemeyer, cellist Klaus-Dieter Brandt, Helmut Branny on double bass, the oboe player Andreas Arendt, percussionist Anja Herrmann and harpsichordist Sabina Erdmann. And as Ian said, he'll be visiting another of Europe's many music festivals and concert series at the same time next Sunday. But he's actually here a lot sooner than that as well. In between his European wanderings, he's managing to fit in a visit to the Wigmore Hall for tomorrow night's concert. The Nash Ensemble play chamber music by Boccherini and Wolf in the first half. They're then joined by the baritone Roderick Williams for some Mendelssohn songs. And after the interval, just one work, the G minor string quintet by Mozart. All live in concert tomorrow night at the usual time, 7:30.
Love or passion? The young knight Tannhäuser is caught between a goddess and his true love in Wagner's early masterpiece. James Levine conducts the New York Metropolitan Opera in the suitably ravishing score with a cast led by Eva Maria Westbrook, Michel de Jong, and Johann Burta in the formidable title role. Wagner's Tannhäuser is opera on three. From 6 o'clock next Saturday evening, here on BBC Radio 3. Or online via the Radio 3 website.
Well, back to tonight, and we're off to another European music festival later, the Week of Sacred Music that takes place every year in the Spanish city of Cuenca. Aileen Manahan-Thomas presents Early Music Late at 10:30 tonight, continuing the Spanish connection that begins now with Drama on Three. James Purefoy, Indira Varma and Gina McKee star in the classic French drama by Pierre Corneille, El Cid, also known as Le Cid, the story of the 11th century Spanish hero before his rise to fame. This is a new translation by Ranjit Bolt, who introduces the play.
Yeah, the reason I got involved in playing Rodrigo in El Cid was that Peter Kavanagh, the director, had asked me to do it. I'd worked with him previously on a Simon Gray play. And I thought, oh, El Cid, how are we going to do that? Charlton Heston, Sophia Loren, enormous action scenes. How on earth are they going to do that on the radio? That's going to be a challenge. And, of course, my ignorance was punctured somewhat when I discovered, in fact, that, no, this was the French masterpiece by Pierre Corneille and adapted by the extraordinary adapter Ranjit Bolt. I did more research and discovered this extraordinary thing that I'd never heard of before, which was a thing called the Cornelian Dilemma, which is the basis for many, many films and productions and stage plays from then until now, which is where a hero has two courses of action that he must take, both of which will be detrimental, either to himself or to somebody else. And that dilemma will lead on to other dilemmas for other people in the piece. And of course, then there will be other dilemmas of a military kind, or dilemmas that involve love, dilemmas that involve honour. So it does become a meditation on that central idea. So I hope you enjoy this piece as much as I did playing the part and being in this production.
Have you told me all you heard? Were those my father's feelings, word for word? Well, answer, do you promise, hand on heart?
My joy is overwhelming. His regard for Don Rodrigo almost matches yours. Esteem and love are different things, of course. This much, Ximena, I'm quite certain of. He will command you to requite this love.
Tell me again, though, why it is you think that he approves my choice. For anything that gives us such delight, such happiness, will bear nigh endless repetition. Yes, how could I tire of hearing I have won the freedom to declare to everyone that I'm in love? What did my father say about Rodrigo's and Prince Sancho's way of asking you in secret for your aid? You know which one I love, but have you said?
I told him you were poised between the two, that you've let neither think he's conquered you while giving neither reason to despair. Your father only had to say, and there your choice would rest. That's what I said. And he, delighted by your deference, said to me, she's right. Both men deserve her. Each a fine true spirit from an ancient noble line. A man need only look into their eyes, and in an instant he will recognize great virtues. But in Don Rodrigo's face, in every feature of it, one can trace high courage. Of 100 heroes dead, the living heir. The laurels crowned his head when he was born, his father in his prime, before his signal powers were sapped by time, performed such feats as stunned the world. And now we read those deeds. They're written on his brow, written in careful furrows that proclaim his greatness and perpetuate his fame. Rodrigo won't disgrace his ancestry. My daughter's free to love him and please me.
Did he say more?
No, child. He wasn't free. The Privy Council was about to meet. He had to go.
And yet, though incomplete, this speech does show Rodrigo has his voice.
The king is shortly to announce his choice of guardian for his son.
For Prince Sancho? Who will it be?
You expect me to know. But at a guess, I'd say he will entrust your father with that honoured task. He must.
My father's valour means it must be so. Whose match is it?
Moreover, Rodrigo has asked his father to approach the king when they break up about your marrying.
And he will do so?
Yes, why shouldn't he? Ximena, surely it is plain to see that you're about to gain your heart's desire, the happiness to which you so aspire. Rodrigo, what a husband he will make. Replete with virtues no one can mistake. Although as yet untested, one can see a force in him, a kind of majesty.
He's manly, though he's not yet proved his worth. Such power, such vigour, waiting to burst forth.
The idle life he's led thus far belies the ardour one sees blazing in his eyes.
Uncertain joy. My soul so soars at this, it flies too high and cancels out my bliss with agitation. Some reverse is near, I fear it.
May events confound your fear.
Leonora?
My Ximena does me wrong. What can it be that's keeping her so long?
You, boy?
You are to go to her and say, her dear Araka chafes at her delay.
I shall, Your Highness.
One thing's haunting you. You question her at every interview about the progress of her love.
Why not? The shaft that's pierced her heart is one I shot.
Meaning?
If she's in love with Rodrigo, I gave him to her. Helped him overthrow her lofty pride. Their bond was forged by me, and it of course would give me joy to see their troubles at an end.
Yet you display, amid their happiness, a strange dismay, as if their bliss were able to create in you an equal yet an inverse state. I've said too much.
They say that secrecy increases suffering. That's the case with me. Here then, how I have fought, and bravely too, what torment even now I'm going through. Love is a tyrant who spares nobody. I've given her the one I wish loved me.
You love him?
Put your hand here. Feel my heart. That throbbing tells you how I'm torn apart by love for him.
Sweet princess, I must speak. Forgive my boldness. Is your flesh so weak that you, a princess, can have stooped so low? What? A king's daughter love a Hidalgo? What will the king say? What will Castile say? Will you deny your birth?
Were there a way? But I am a princess. I have a royal name that I would rather shed my blood than stain.
You can't think heroism on its own is worth as much or more than any throne.
Marry Rodrigo, no. As a princess, I tell myself each day that nothing less than a royal spouse is worthy of my bed. Whatever passionate thoughts may fill my head, I'm steadfast still. Seeing my heart was weak, I gave away what I did not dare seek. I bound Ximena up in my own chains, started a fire in her to quench the flames that burned in me.
You play a losing game. Put out an inextinguishable flame? Impossible.
Don't wonder anymore if what my troubled soul has most longed for is this pair's marriage. In it, I shall find, with God's help, finally some peace of mind. Love feeds on hope. Without that hope expires. As without firewood, there can be no fires. Until they marry, I am on the rack.
No other way to ward off love's attack.
I want Rodrigo, but must let him go. I wish him gone, yet would not have him so. This is the strange source of my secret pain. Love makes me sigh for one I should disdain.
Highness, if I could only make you see the senselessness of...
Do you not hear me? I want their marriage more than anything, but in its tail there lurks a mortal sting. What joy it brings me must be incomplete. The needs of love and honor so compete that whether they are wed or not, I die.
If you are in such torment, so am I. Before I blamed you, now I pity you. But since this wrongful passion you pursue, this yearning for the humble Rodrigo, unfortunate yet sweet, has found a foe in your courageous spirit. Since you fight so bravely with its force and its delight, repulsing its assaults, ruining its charm, the storm will pass. The seas once more be calm.
My one hope is to hold all hope at bay.
Highness, Donna Ximena's on her way, obeying your commands.
Leonora, go. Detain her in the gallery.
Why so? Are you still living in a dream world?
No. I'll just compose myself, then follow you. Sweet heaven. Once again to you I sue. Quell this mad passion. Free me from my pain. Will you not let me be at peace again? Preserve my honor, gnawn now to the bone. In others' happiness I seek my own. Three of us crave this marriage equally. Let it come soon, or else bestow on me the patience to endure undue delay. My sorrows all end on their wedding day. My chains break. To her, then, to gain relief, by talking with her and assuage my grief.
Don Gomez! Don Diego! What's this I hear? Further stepping stone in your career? Named as Prince Sancho's guardian, no less.
Don Gomez! Mark the king's sagaciousness. By honoring my family in this way, he shows how readily he will repay past services.
Great though a king may be, at bottom he's a man like you and me, and fallible. The choice he's made today shows how ungenerously he can repay service done now.
Well, let us say no more of a decision that you so deplore. Aside from any merit on my part, this special place I hold in the king's heart may well have weighed with him. This much is true. The greater measure of respect that's due to sovereign power demands that when a king has taken thought and settled on a thing, we do not question it.
And if he errs?
He doesn't. But whoever he prefers, you may not cavil at. Why not instead now heap a second honor on my head, join our two houses by a sacred tie? You, Gomez, have an only daughter, I an only son. With their marriage swiftly ends all rancor, renders us forever friends. It's the one favor I would ask you for. Take my Rodrigo as your son-in-law.
Your precious son should set his sights much higher. Your newfound greatness fits him to aspire to loftier prizes. Play your newfound part. Instruct Prince Sancho. School him in the art of government. Teach him to inspire the awe of all Castile and bend it to his law. Loved by the good, feared by the bad. With these must be combined a general's qualities. Make him unequaled in the arts of war. All trials, fatigues, he must be ready for. Sleep in full armor, live astride a horse, storm forts unaided, change a battle's course, as well as this, to drive your lessons home. Perfect his prowess. Let him see your own in action.
Any lessons Sancho needs, he can obtain by reading of my deeds. Why should I heed your jealousy and spite? He'll find it all set down in black and white, a long, illustrious chronicle that tells how to quell nations, sack great citadels, marshal vast armies. Thus, on my renown, my glory, he could start to build his own.
But living lessons are the ones that tell, and he who learns from books will not learn well. These deeds of yours, I'm sure, were oh so fine, but they cannot combined match one of mine.
That's quite a boast.
It's one I can support.
Oh, how?
What, is your memory so short? Well, you are old.
A cheap jibe.
I retract. An old man should be handled with more tact.
Why, you...
Keep calm, Diego. Hear me out. And then see if you're not in any doubt. If you were valiant once, I am today. My arm is now the kingdom's prop and stay. On glimpsing just the glinting of this blade, Aragorn and Granada are afraid. My name is like a rampart round Castile. How soon would you be under your foe's heel? Victory on victory and bays on bays, my life is one long roll of endless praise.
If your achievements equal your conceit, I'm sure you can accomplish any feat.
The prince would grow bold just by being with me, and as he saw me conquer, so would he. The mere sight of my bravery would bring...
I know how brilliantly you serve the king. I've watched you fighting under my command. Have seen when age had weakened this right hand, your exploits prove you fit to fill my shoes. You are what I once was.
This can't excuse your carrying off an honor meant for me.
I've earned it.
Will you use it properly, as I'd have done?
It wasn't offered you, which can't bode well.
You plot, cajole, and sue the practiced courtier.
Intrigue, I've used none. I only spokesman with the things I've done.
Your age prevailed.
My age did no such thing. Actions, not years, are what persuade a king.
Then why was I passed over?
Why? Because you were not worthy of it. And I was.
Not worthy?
No.
What? Age and impudence. This taunt will quickly have its recompense.
My house has never had to bear such shame. Kill me. I'd rather die than wear this stain.
Feeble old fool. You'd fight with me?
I'm lost. My strength has failed me when I needed it most.
Pick up your sword. Here. Take it back again. To keep this paltry trophy would be vain. Goodbye, old man. And don't forget that book, My Life. The prince just needs to take one look. Stifle your envy. Let him learn from it. This chapter, too, will be of benefit. Impudence chastened. Yes, the touch is neat. If not a glorious, then a useful feat.
Sweet heaven. I'm seething with despair and rage. Oh, how I curse. No, spit on my old age. Then have I lived so long for this disgrace? Grown gray to have that braggart slap my face and tarnish my good name. Have fought one bay and laurel all to wither in a day. Oh, bitter memories of bygone days. A lifetime's work that 1 hour can erase. What profit in the king promoting me if the promotion ends in misery? Shall this Count Gormes dim its dazzling light? I shall avenge this insult, come what might. Am I to die disgraced? Oh, Count, take this honor. Let me be replaced. The king chose me, but now your jealous pride has played its part, and I'm disqualified. You teach Prince Sancho. Shame's demoted me, and you, sword, once feared universally, instrument of my glory and my fame. You lacked the force just now to save my name. Mere bauble on a body numbed by time. She passed now from these dishonored hands of mine to younger ones that have the strength, I know, soon to avenge this insult.
Sir,
Roderigo. Are you courageous?
You're my father, sir, or you would pay for that implicit, sir.
Oh, what greater solace could I now desire? You soothe my torment with that noble ire. I live again in this prompt rage. Now, come.
What, sir?
A foul blot on our name. A deadly insult from an insolent cur. I would have killed him for it if I were as I once was. But age, I had to yield. This sword which my arm can no longer wield, I give to you. Punish. Avenge. You can, I know, be equal to this arrogant man and prove your prowess. Blood must wash away this insult. Go now and be slain or slay.
What insult, father? Will you not explain?
A deadly flout. A taunt I dare not name. Nor need I. I'm your father. When I say avenge me, all you need do's obey.
Nor would I challenge that authority.
You're going to meet a dangerous adversary.
Go on.
Ximena's father. No, no, no. Don't speak. I know that she's the one whose hand you seek, but he who lives with shame deserves to die. And if a man we are insulted by is close to us, the greater his offense. You know my wrongs. Punish his insolence. But lose no time. Wreak retribution. Go.
Struck by an unexpected deadly blow? Pierced to the heart. The cause is just, but even so, who would not pity me and take my part, caught as I am in a harsh father's net? I don't know where to turn. My sickened soul waits for the axe to fall, and yet I was so close to love. Requited love. What hell? This wrong my father tells me of, Ximena's father, has inflicted it. My mind's a field of war, where love and honor fight. On the one hand, a wrong I must requite, and on the other, she whom I adore. If I avenge my father, she is lost. He spurs me on, she hinders me, and either way, I'm left to count the cost, honor or love. For one must be denied. Misery waits for me on either side. Oh, heaven, what perplexing agony! Punish Ximena's father, or live with infamy? Why do I stand debating here? Enough of this. My course is clear. I am ashamed now to have mused so long. Let Gormas be her father. I must avenge this wrong.
I went too far, that freely I'll admit. He said something, I was incensed by it. But still, Don Arias, I can't go back now.
Don Gormas, are you saying you won't bow to the king's wishes? Can't suppress your pride? If so, you'll find his patience sorely tried. He will come down on you with his full weight. He is your king and your transgressions great. You've no defense, no choice but to submit. To right this wrong, you'll have to equal it with something welcome and commensurate.
His Majesty's mere whim conceal my fate?
You bridle. That's not how you should react. The king's displeasure calls for calm and tact to pacify it. He still holds you dear. He's made what he requires of you quite clear. Why disobey him?
How am I to blame? Simply for vindicating my good name. Whatever this crime of mine may be, the services I've done will speak for me.
You're the king's subject. Were you Hercules, you'd have to go before him on your knees. You preen yourself on all the fine deeds you do, when they are simply what's required of you as a loyal subject. It is no great thing simply to quit the debt one owes one's king. Your pride may yet destroy you.
That hour, feel free to mock me.
What of the king's power? Do you not fear it?
Let him do his worst. Better find another general first, or lose his kingdom.
Please be swayed by me.
My mind's made up.
What's my report to be?
Report.
What must I tell his majesty?
That no one's power will cost me my good name, even a king's.
You think this is a game?
Darius, the die is cast. Let's say no more.
Goodbye, then. Since you're deaf to sense and law. For all your glory, though, you've much to fear.
Fear? That's a word my ears aren't trained to hear.
Nevertheless, the axe is going to fall.
Then I won't thrive, and Don Diego shall. I don't fear death, but I fear your threat. No blow of fate has sapped my courage yet. Ruin! I couldn't bear a lighter weight. Disgrace! They cannot make me tolerate. Goodbye, Don Arias.
Ah, Rodrigo.
Gormaz.
A word. Speak.
There's something I must know.
What's that, young fellow?
Sir, my father...
Well?
Time was when he could cut a sway through hell. He was a mortal Mars.
Perhaps.
Look here. You see these eyes? The fire that's burning there, it comes from him. It is his legacy.
What of it?
Step this way, sir, and you shall see.
Such insolence!
No, not insolence, but pride. I am your equal, if, as yet, untried. My antecedents ought to prove to you that, like them, I'm a warrior through and through, and my blood's hot, while yours is growing cold.
You'd fight with me? Well, I'll give you this. You're bold. I've never seen you with a sword.
My kind require no training, as you will shortly find.
Do you know who I am?
Of course I do. A lesser man would be in awe of you. I'm not. The laurels that still crown your head might lead the world to give me up for dead. I'm challenging a man renowned in war. The things you've done have held all Spain in awe. But I'll defeat you. Cleanse my father's name. Strength comes to us when called to conquer shame. Not beaten yet is not invincible.
Such fire, such spirit, most commendable. Rodrigo, I can quickly recognize true courage when I see it, and your eyes have shown it me each day. A fearless zeal, you were the future glory of Castile, or such was my assessment of you. And I gladly promised you my daughter's hand. I know you love her, but delight to see that love still yields intense, though it may be to duty. That you show the bravery I'd marked in you, and that the son-in-law I chose is the audacious knight I saw in my mind's eye. Yet, much as one admires your courage, still your recklessness inspires sorrow and pity. Please do not invite a mortal blow to die in this vain fight. What honor could there ever be for me in certain all too easy victory? No. By your death, regret is all I'd gain.
Oh, first haughty, then insulting. Please refrain from taunting pity. Make your insult good. If you can shame me, why not spill my blood?
Come.
No more words.
Since you so long to die.
You're not afraid to bid this world goodbye?
This way. At least your duty will be done to outlive the father's honor. Shame the son!
Courage, my dear Ximena. The distress caused by this cross cannot be limitless.
Highness, I loved, was loved. It was my fond belief our fathers had agreed. I came to you bringing the happy news, but little knew their quarrel had begun. It must destroy all hope of marriage and all chance of joy.
Ximena, what are you so troubled by? Feuds born so quickly will as quickly die. This one has caused much turmoil, but I trust it will be settled quickly. No, it must. The king, my father, wants it. As for me, I cannot bear to see your misery. I'll do my all to see them friends again.
What can your father do, though, when the stain of such a heinous insult must remain? Can't be expunged? No, whether he applies his kingly power or merely his advice, this quarrel won't be quelled.
The bond's too strong that binds you two together. Before long, this feud will end with you and Rodrigo as man and wife.
God grant that may be so. Nevertheless, I would still have him fight. He must avenge what was a heinous slight. A truce would shame him.
In other words, love's claim shall be surpassed by honors, reputation first and last. Page!
Highness?
Find Rodrigo, bring him here.
He and the Count...
Oh, this was my darkest fear.
Go on.
They've left the palace.
What, alone?
Yes, they were talking. Judging by their tone, they were in hot dispute.
They're going to fight. I must go after them.
Mine's a strange plight. I pity poor Ximena, enthralled still to her courageous suitor. And my will yields to desire. Leonora, are you there?
Madam.
I'm racked by hope and by despair. Ximena stands to lose her Rodrigo. He has become her father's mortal foe. Their imminent duel rekindles hope in me, mixed with alarm. I can't rejoice to see their bliss destroyed, yet in my secret heart, love makes me joy to see them forced apart.
What? When you've shown so much integrity, love's madness thwarts it? Tell me that can't
Please,
be.
Please, don't chastise me. Love has won the day, sits in my very soul and there holds sway.
Your admirable resolve has failed you then. Reason's deposed and madness reigns again.
When love's sweet poison infiltrates the heart, what's the point of taking reason's part?
Your hope deludes you, making sickness sweet, all for a man not fit to kiss your feet.
Oh, how true. And yet you haven't heard the rest. Learn how love reasons when the heart's possessed. Suppose Rodrigo wins this fight. Let's say the Count's famed prowess fails him on the day. He's worthy of me. I may love him too, without incurring shame. What can't he do if he can fight the Count and win? I see kingdoms succumbing to his mastery. Beguiled by love, I have him placed upon Granada's throne. Portugal, arrogant, succumb. The Moors pay trembling homage. He thus changes the thing I'm proudest of.
One duel, then, and he's raised beyond men's sight. A duel, moreover, that he's yet to fight.
His father's been insulted by the Count. They've left the palace. Those three facts amount to just one thing.
Since you will have it so, let's say they're going to fight. Can Rodrigo live up to all your hopes?
Look. Oh, can you see? I lose my senses. Love convulses me. Come with me now. Ease my unhappiness. You have the gift to lighten my distress.
Your Majesty!
Don Arias, what news? Did Gormas try to proffer some excuse? If he believes I'll pardon his offense, his pride is only matched by want of sense.
We spoke at length. I made your feelings plain, reasoned, cajoled, wheedled, but in vain.
He is my subject. What temerity. He flouts me, has no thought of pleasing me. He slights Don Diego, scorns his king, has sought to dominate me here in my own court. Brave soldier, brilliant general though he is. I can't forgive this monstrous pride of his. He'll learn his lesson. And it will be hard. I've orders out to place him under guard. Perhaps a spell in prison, bound in chains, will beat some sense into his addled brain.
No, Father, wait. He can be pacified. The quarrel's fresh. He's hot with wounded pride. A noble heart like his cannot submit or cool its rage in the first heat of it. He knows that he's done wrong, but since he's proud, perhaps some leeway ought to be allowed. Let's see if...
Sancho, silence now. Beware. If you defend the man, you all but share in his offence.
Indeed, yet if I may, I could defend him.
What is there to say?
Gormas has done great things. He could not face submission, which for him would mean disgrace. His famous pride won't let him do what's right, would not permit him to, but he will fight. It's what he lives for. Let him make amends, by trial of arms, for giving you offence. If he requires a second, I am he. What fitter man for that role could there be?
Sancho, my son and heir, where's your respect? Such recklessness is asking to be checked. You're young, though. Almost too young to chastise. But that aside, a king, if he is wise, has wider aims and spares his people's blood. I love my subjects. Always seek their good, as the head does the body's. So you see, your neat solution has no chance for me. Yours are a soldier's words. But I'm a king and must act royally in everything. Regardless of what you might have to say or he might think, the Count must still obey. But other matters need attending to. 10 galleys have been seen. The flags they flew were those of Spain's great enemy, the Moor.
You've taught the Moors their lesson, sire, in war. Surely they'll never think of coming back, or ever dare to launch a fresh attack.
Don Arias, while I reign here, in their stead, my crown is certain to be coveted. They still view Castile with a jealous eye, having been kings here for so long. That's why I chose to make my capital Seville, a lookout post, protecting all Castile.
Your presence, as they've found, sire, to their cost, ensures that they're defeated, armies lost, great generals captured. What have you to fear?
Arias, complacency could cost us dear. We must be vigilant. They could be here with the next tide. However, this report is merely rumor of the vaguest sort. I shan't alarm my subjects till there's cause. With night approaching, talk of hostile Moors could lead to chaos. No, I should have thought more guards along the walls and at the port should be sufficient measures for tonight. But here's Don Diego, beaming with delight, capering almost.
Sire!
Speak, Diego.
We felt that you should be the first to know. My son and I, that is. Gomas is dead. What? His arrogance has rebounded on his head. Forgive my jubilance. Can you chastise me when my good name, once and for all, is free of any taint?
I take it, then, your son?
Yes, sire. A brave son and a worthy one.
On hearing of Don Gormas's offense, I half foresaw its fatal consequence. Gods, how I wish I'd acted on that fear.
His daughter, sire, Ximena's coming here to plead against us. Let the girl cajole and weep and wheedle and pour out her soul. Tears can't thwart justice.
I do pity her, but having learned how rash the Count's words were, I think he'd earned the extreme penalty. Still, fitting though his punishment may be, to lose a brilliant general, if not great, grieves me past measure. He had served the state for many years. He shed his blood for me more times than I can count. His obduracy angered me, but his death's a bitter blow.
Here comes the girl. Prepare for tears to flow.
Sire, justice! You are wise, then hear my plea. Punish this villain's wild temerity. He's killed my father!
And avenged his own.
Your kingdom's greatest general hacked down the very arch on which your power was built. Strike at the man by whom his blood was spilt. A life for a life.
Where lies Rodrigo's guilt? A crime's been punished.
A great man lies dead. Sire, make this villain pay with his own head. Or is there no real power in that royal arm?
Rise, both of you, and both of you be calm. Ximena, you have all my sympathy. Your father's death as great a blow to me, or very nearly as it is to you.
Sire!
Wait, Don Diego, we shall hear you too, but let her speak first.
Sire, my father's dead. These weeping eyes have watched him as he bled, as that heroic breast poured forth its blood. Blood thanks to which your fortresses have stood, your battles have been won. Blood which, though shed, still fumes with anger that its owner bled this final time. Not fighting in your wars, but in a private and a petty cause.
A girl, her grasp of justice is so weak.
Diego, I command you, let her speak.
Before your palace walls, this Rodrigo has caused the same courageous blood to flow that many a time had not been shed in war. No, even though the ground was drenched in gore. Oh, sire, sire, pity me in my despair. Pity the suffering you claim to share. I faint for grief. I can no longer speak. My pain, these desolate tears that drench my cheeks, must tell you what I lack the strength to say.
Courage, child. Be assured that from today a second father lives for you in me.
Then use your power. You will not tolerate a reign of lawlessness within your state. Allow the bravest of the brave to be slain by the rashest with impunity. Avenge the best, most valiant of men, or who will serve you with such zeal again?
Sire, may I speak now, please, in our defense?
Could grief be greater, suffering more intense?
It would seem not.
I come for vengeance, yes, but not to make my suffering any less. I do it in your interest, sire. Make good this great man's death, with blood for blood. Make him a sacrifice, but not to me, to you, your glory and your majesty, and for the greater good of all the state. This man, who didn't merely perpetrate the crime, but glories in it.
Now reply, Don Diego.
How I envy those who die when once their powers decline. Nobility finds in old age a cruel destiny, grief and dishonor. I've lived too long. I merit reverence, yet I suffer wrong. Here in your court, nay, almost in your sight, the Count, in envy of your choice and pride in the advantage that my feebleness and age afforded him, has shamed me. Yes, I, whom you owe so many victories to, whose blood has shed a thousand times for you, whose sword opposing armies used to flee, I would have died still heaped with infamy, but for a son who showed himself to be worthy of father, fatherland, and king. He has avenged us both by settling a deadly score, restoring my good name. He cleanses at a stroke my tarnished fame.
All this is true and just. I can't deny the rightness of your cause, nor would I try.
If to show courage, sire, if to resent affronts, avenge them, merits punishment, then let the full force of the storm descend on me. Hands commit crimes, his heads must fall. If the Count's killing is a crime at all, I am the head, my son the hand. If so, let her complain to you that Roderigo cut down her father. He would not have done had I been able to. And spare my son, and end a life that time will shortly take in any case. But for my past deed's sake, please, spare my boy. To salve her grief, kill me. I should accept the sentence willingly. To die with honor is to die content.
We must consider this at greater length. We'll call our council. They must arbitrate. No other cause for matters of such weight. Go home, Ximena. Sancho, go with her.
Yes, father.
You'll be kept a prisoner, Diego. Let someone go and fetch his son. I am your king, and justice will be done.
Justice? Why then, Rodrigo's race is run.
Here. Where's Ximena?
Rodrigo! What? You here? In a house you've plunged in woe? You reckless, headstrong fool! What have you done?
Followed the path my fate has set me on.
Is it to mock the Count's ghost that you came?
I had no choice. To me, his life meant shame. It was his death, or death to my good name.
But of all places to seek sanctuary, I mean to say, the home of somebody, someone you...
All I want for her to say, what I'm to do. There's no call for dismay. I killed her father, now let her kill me. Her hatred is death. That's the penalty.
Anger and grief torment her, Rodrigo. She's wretched. Leave. She mustn't see you.
No. No, let her see me. Let her be incensed. Inflict the harshest of all punishments.
Ximena's at the palace. So distraught, they won't allow her back without escort. I'm frightened for you. Go. Be on your way. If you were found here, what would the world say? Would you have wicked, slanderous tongues compound her suffering by saying she was found alone here with her father's murderer? Then quit this house at once. Too late. That's her. She's coming. You must hide.
Don Sancho, please. I know you mean well, but such words as these I cannot, must not hear. Suppose the king...
My father.
What a bitter reckoning we both face then.
Don't let him vent his rage. Your wrath, at any rate, I can assuage. It's quite as natural as your cause is just. If blood alone can ease your pain, blood must. Then use my sword. Employ my love for you to give this... ruthless murderer his due. Let me avenge you, since to fight for you would fill me with a strength I never knew. I'd be invincible.
Please leave me now.
Dearest Ximena, could you not allow...
Prince Sancho, if I did do what you ask, assign to you this dangerous, deadly task, what would your father say? He's promised me protection, justice. To his majesty I owe obedience.
Justice, as you know, moves at its own pace, which is often slow, while murderers escape and tears are shed. So let me champion your cause instead. Inflict a swifter, surer penalty.
If I am driven to that remedy, that last resort, and you'll still fight for me, I will not stop you.
It's my one desire, the only goal to which I now aspire.
He's gone. Alone again. At last, some peace. I can allow my suffering full release. Give vent to all my grief. My father's dead. Rodrigo, with his first stroke, cut the thread. Oh, then weep, eyes, keep on weeping till the ground is drenched in tears and all the flowers have drowned. In the wide world, two men are all I have. One of them sends the other to his grave. And now I have to kill the one that's left to avenge the one of whom I've been bereft.
Calm yourself, madam.
Calm yourself, you say? You might as well tell snow to fall in May. I'll live in torment till the end of time. I love the criminal, but hate his crime.
He killed your father. You've so weak a will that you can put that by and love him still.
Love him? There's nothing else that I live for. My heart's a field where love and loathing war. My lover is my deadly enemy. I both accuse him and present his plea. But overwhelming though my passion is, I'll do my duty and I shan't be his.
You'll seek his death?
Unbearable pursuit. I seek it, yes, because I'm driven to it. But dread obtaining it, I hunt him down, demand his life. Yet I shall take my own once he is dead.
You'll follow that mad course? You'll kill yourself? Obey inhuman laws that you yourself lay down? Ximena, why?
Because I all but watched my father die. I must avenge him. What else can I do? Forgo Rodrigo's blood, which is my due, and count the pointless, paltry tears I've shed sufficient vengeance for a father dead? And all for mere love?
Let me tell you this. To be indulgent with a lover is, why, all too natural. He's the world to you. You've seen the king now. What more can you do?
Honor's at stake. I know what must be done. Whatever foolish dreams love offers one, craven excuses are what great souls shun.
How can you hate a man, yet love him too?
That I can't answer.
Then what will you do?
Preserve my name and end my agony. Hunt down Rodrigo, see him dead, then die.
No need to hunt me down. I'm here. Kill me.
Rodrigo?
Do your worst, I won't resist. Let not this opportunity be missed to taste the sweetness of revenge.
What's this? True love, insanity, or artifice?
Why hesitate when I invite the blow?
Sweet heavens, you've destroyed me, Rodrigo.
Ximena.
Leave, in God's name, let me die.
First, let me speak and then make your reply with this.
It's crimson still from when it gored my father's side.
Ximena.
Hateful sword, vile, evil blade. I cannot bear the sight.
Look at it. Drink it in. Let it invite your righteous hatred and your fury. So garner your rage, gain strength to strike the blow.
Red with his blood. My blood.
Bathe it in mine. And in that way I expiate my crime.
Cruel sword. Two people have been murdered by it. My father by the blade, I by the sight.
Ximena, listen. Let me seize this chance to end my wretched life at your sweet hands. Yet, though I seek death, I cannot repent a noble action, earn my own contempt. To deal a man of honor such a blow disgraces all his family, and so his son must hunt the man who struck him, then avenge their tarnished name. I would again. I held a high place in your heart, and why? My honor. Had I let that honor die, lie dormant, listen to love's siren voice, I'd have become unworthy of your choice. How can a man who forfeits his good name merit Ximena's love? And that's why I came. My father is content. It's your turn now. Summon your courage up and strike the blow. Now do it! Strike!
I can't. I tell you this. Although we may be mortal enemies, I cannot find it in my heart to blame a son who fights to save his father's name. Whatever voice I give to my distress, it is my pain, not anger, I express. I know you're noble, brave, and spirited. I know what honor asked of you. You did. You did what any man of worth would do. Your duty. I have learned my own from you. Your courage and your fateful victory have taught me it. You shrank from infamy, avenged your father. I must do the same. avenge my father and uphold my name. But how I love you. What a price I pay. Oh, had he only died some other way.
This is no time for weakness. Hesitate and you attempt to countermand our fate.
I've lost my father. Must I lose you too? Honor subdues me. Love must I subdue? So be it. Duty, whose inhuman laws mean death to me, has forced me to seek yours. I love you, but you must expect to pay in blood. No place for pardon here today. I'll act as you have, with nobility. You've wronged me, but you've also proved to me that you are wholly worthy of my love. You did your duty. I'll do mine. I'll prove that I deserve you by destroying you.
Then do what honor now compels you to. Don't wait. If you must have my life, it's yours. Sacrifice it in a noble cause. Killed by the one I worship, I shall die at least contented.
Justice was my cry. Must I exact it now myself? I may demand your life. To give that life away is not your part. It is the king, not you, must make the gift. I seek your death, it's true, but kill you, never.
Courage! Act! You must! Revenge is not a task we can entrust to others. You must do as I have done. Who could avenge a father but his son? Who can avenge your father? Only you.
These words of yours are cruel. They're wasted, too. You hound me. Why? If you and you alone avenged your father, I'll avenge my own without your help. Do as you did. I dare. I'll not give in to love or your despair. My father and my honor must not owe a debt to either.
Heartless honor, so say what I might, your answer is the same. Refusal? Then in your dead father's name and in your love's, avenge him, pity me, punish your wretched lover, who would be less miserable by far were he to die now at your hands than live on, hated by the one he worships.
What? I hate you. No!
You have no choice.
I cannot, Rodrigo.
You fear no censure, no wild rumors, then? How envious lying tongues will gossip when the world hears what I've done and that your love endures in spite of it? Kill me! Remove the threat of such disgrace. Thwart slander now. No more delay.
My good name will glow with greater lustre if I let you go. I'll make the poisonous tongue of envy pour its praises on my glory and deplore my suffering, since I feel such tenderness towards you, yet desire your death. Distress consumes me. Leave! I cannot bear to see a man I've lost who's all in all to me.
Then I shall go.
Despite the love that I, for all my burning rage, am tortured by, I shall do all I can to satisfy my father's honor. I must take his part and justice's, but here, within my heart, I hope I'll lack the power to punish you.
Our love is boundless.
Sorrow's boundless, too.
Fathers who cause their children such distress, so many tears.
A strange reversal.
Yes. We were so close to peace, to happiness. Too late for grieving. Why lament in vain?
No more, then. Go, and never come again.
A living death is what my life will be, till you succeed in taking it from me.
When I accomplish that, I'm in hell, which I'll escape through death. Farewell.
Farewell.
Madam.
No. Leave me. To lament my plight, I seek the endless silence of the night.
Who ever heard of perfect happiness? Sorrow will dog us even when success is at its height. It's then dark cares alloy, they always will, what should be perfect joy. I feel it even now. They overtake my soul, I weep for happiness, I quake with fear. I saw him dead, the enemy who brought disgrace on me. I cannot see that lion, my son. I seek him endlessly, I search for that great hero everywhere. I seem to clasp him, only clasp the air. I find no trace of his sudden flight.
Who knows what, under cover of the night, Gormis' men may do or may have done? Has some hired murderer cut down my son? It's him. I prayed and heaven has lent an ear. Bliss follow in the footsteps of my fear.
I am in torment.
Oh, don't alloy my happiness with sorrow. Here, my boy. Let me embrace you, my heroic son. Your mother's virtue proved by what you've done, sprung from my loins and fit to bear my name, our great illustrious forebears live again in you, Rodrigo. There can never be more perfect joy than you have given me. Come, kiss this wrinkled cheek, the very place where the blow fell that brought us such disgrace. Touch these white hairs whose former dignity you have restored.
What choice was there for me? I showed you the respect that was your due. You are my father. I was raised by you. You gave me life. I should be glad. This blow, though it will cost me dear, has pleased you so. Forgive my sorrow, father. Don't resent my grief, my giving my despair full vent despite your joy. Of course, I don't regret the service I have done for you, and yet, can you restore what victory has cost? My hands betrayed, my heart, my love is lost. For you, I gave up what I held most
but
dear.
But for me, you would not be standing here. I gave you life. You rescued my good name. Now wear your laurels, sir, with pride, not shame. Honor, Rodrigo. Jewel is so rare, man can find a mistress anywhere.
I saved your name at a dear cost to me, and now you dare advise inconstancy, and with it shame. I've done my duty, yes, but I can never stoop to faithlessness. I'm hers or no one's. Death's my one release.
Heavens above, what foolish words are these? Too soon to look for death, Rodrigo, since you must protect your country and your prince. The Moors will soon be here with the next tide. They'll reach our walls, steal on us in the night.
What am I to the Moors or they to me? What do I care for praise or victory? I'm sick of life.
I'm deaf to talk like this. My hearing has been marred by pride and bliss. Your time has come, my boy. The king's chosen you to lead his armies. This at least you'll do. By all means, kill yourself when you return. That's if the glory you're about to earn doesn't dissuade you. No more talk now. Go. If death is what you want, you have a foe who'll give it to you. Die driving out the Moors.
Father.
And love for fighting in that cause. With King Fernando always in your debt. Or else, God willing, triumph and live yet. And better still, regain Ximena. How? By coming back with laurels round your brow. Silence Ximena's cries, compel the king to grant you pardon by accomplishing great deeds. You love the girl? To win the day. Return in triumph is the surest way.
Elvira, are you sure? Is all this true?
The way they praise him would astonish you. Rodrigo and the glorious deeds he's done are lauded to the skies by everyone. The Moors got nothing at his hands but shame. They turned and fled as swiftly as they came. 3 hours of combat were enough to see our soldiers win an outright victory.
2 kings were captured in a single day.
Nothing could stand in this hero's way.
Were all these wonders done by Rodrigo?
2 kings are prisoners to prove it so.
Who told you this?
Who told me? Everyone. There is no other topic.
Truly?
None. He is the pride and joy of all Castile, her guardian angel and her ring of steel.
And the king's standpoint? What can you report?
Rodrigo hasn't shown his face at court. He daren't, despite his triumph. All the same, his father's been there. Flushed with pride, he came with 2 emirs in chains. He begged the king, now that we owe Rodrigo everything, to pardon him.
But was he wounded?
No. Or if he was, no one has told me so. But why so pale? Take heart.
That I can't do. Ximena, rip his memory out of you. Forget your love. And yet my wretched heart hears of his triumph, and it takes his part. Duty is impotent and honor mute. Be silent, love. Let rage resume pursuit. He's conquered kings. He killed my father.
Yet
do not dare speak for him. I must forget. If Moors are dead, this too is the result of that man's valor. Others may exult in his unequaled prowess. How can I, when not a single dismal day goes by that does not see me racked by grief and shame? No. Let this doleful garb I've donned proclaim my righteous anger, for my family's name will always come before the one I love, and duty, in my mind, be placed above desire. I'll hunt Rodrigo, come what may.
The princess, drive these vengeful thoughts away.
Ximena, I can't temper your distress, but let me share in your unhappiness.
You should be sharing in the king's success, savoring good fortune that can only be heaven sent. Rodrigo saved us. He served the king and saved the city. Who but I should weep?
He's done great things, it's true.
I hear that everywhere he's spoken of as one unmatched in war, ill-used in love.
But why should this distress you? Rodrigo is praised by everyone. You love him, so when we acclaim the man, our praises must imply approval of your choice.
It's just that they acclaim Rodrigo, but for me, such praise can only heighten misery. I know his worth, but duty binds me still. Although I long for him, I must and will pursue him till he's dead.
Until today, your sense of duty was admired. The way you fought against your own desires was thought so noble, so courageous. The whole court spoke of your spirit, wished for your own sake you weren't in love. Today, they're bound to take a different view. Rodrigo has become the hope and pride of Spanish Christendom, the people's hero. They've just seen the Moors dismissed like children scattered out of doors. If you destroy him, you destroy this land. Pursue your vengeance if you must, but please, don't hand your country to her enemies, for so you will have if Rodrigo dies.
What vengeance, then?
Refuse to be his wife. Deprive him of your love. Leave us his life.
I can't, Your Highness. Let this conqueror possess my heart. Let all Seville adore the king, exalt and praise him. Let him be surrounded by loyal soldiers. You shall see my anger blast and sear his laurels yet.
He loses you. That's punishment enough. Believe me, you need only cease to love. Confine yourself to that for Castile's sake. This must be clear to you. The king won't take the steps you demand against him now. If Spain's a ship, Rodrigo is its prow. I'll leave you to reflect on what I've said.
Reflect? Reflect on what? My father's dead.
Rodrigo, bastion of your house's pride, a house on which this kingdom has relied time out of mind. None of your ancestors, though brave, accomplished deeds to better yours. Your captive kings have given you your reward. Both in my presence dubbed you seed or lord. Nor shall I grudge you such a title. Be El Seed and my chief general.
Majesty, I served you as I must. You shower my head with honors that I haven't merited. You are my sovereign lord in life, in death. I would defend you with my dying breath. I've merely served you as a subject should.
Tell me, I long to hear about this victory. Come with me to my chambers now and give what shall be quite a thrilling narrative.
Sire, as you know, while first alarms had sown the seeds of panic, fear throughout the town, they'd gathered at my father's house a troop of staunch old friends. I came upon this group with my mind still in turmoil. It took fire from seeing them. I seized the moment, sire, without obtaining your authority. I led them. It was arrogant of me, but time was short. I would have risked my head by coming here. Better to die instead while fighting to defend you. So at least I reasoned, sire.
Our differences have ceased. You've saved Castile. We pardon you. In vain shall poor Ximena plead with me again. My sole concern in hearing her will be to comfort her. Continue.
Led by me, this band of heroes marched, and each one swore to die for you. 100 men, no more, set out, but very soon our numbers soared. We were 3,000 when we reached the port. The bulk I hid on ships. The rest, a power whose numbers were increasing by the hour, remained with me, impatient for the fight, and spent the best part of a glorious night couched, watchful, on the ground. Until, at last, by that dim light the constellations cast, at night we made out 30 ships. The tide had carried them our way. We saw them ride the surging swell as one same motion brought both enemy and ocean to the port. We let them pass. The coast was clear, they thought. No sentries on the city walls and none down by the quays. Our silence lured them on. Now they were quite convinced of what they'd done. Taken Seville, its battlements unmanned. They see no danger now. In droves they land, caught in our trap. As one, we Spanish rise. As one, 1,000 voices rend the skies with warlike shouts. Our comrades hear our cries and answer from their ships. Then they appear, swords drawn. The Moors are paralyzed with fear. Some easy loot is what they came here for. What they're confronted with is full-scale war. By land and sea, we hound them till their blood stains the sea red. Resistance does no good, and for a time, we scatter them pell-mell. The generals rally them, and for a spell, their courage does revive. The dreadful thought of shameful death before they've even fought brings them to heel. They look on death with scorn. They make a stand. Their scimitars are drawn, our blood and theirs, as in some hellish churn, are mixed. Port, river, land, and galleys turn into a killing ground while death looks on triumphant. What prodigious deeds were done that must remain unsung, that darkness hid. Each man struck fatal blows, but what he did, he was the witness of, and he alone. To each, the likely outcome was unknown. I moved among them. Everywhere I went, I roused our soldiers, gave encouragement to some, drove others back into the fray, marshaled the new arrivals straight away and spurred them on. Until the break of day, the issue was in doubt, but with first light came certain knowledge that we'd won the fight. The Moors fled to their galleys while the air was filled with shrieks of terror and despair. They little knew, being half mad with fright, that neither of their kings had joined their flight. Their only thought was safety. Terrified, they lost all sense of duty. With the tide they'd come, and with the tide they went away. Their kings tried bravely to prolong the day with just 100 soldiers in support, whose lives, for all their wounds, were dearly bought. They stood and, with astounding courage, fought. Vainly I pleaded with them to submit. At first, swords flashing, they'd have none of it. But seeing their last men dead at their feet, they knew their rout was now at last complete. Some asked which one of us was in command. In answer, all I did was raise my hand, and they surrendered. I've dispatched to you those kings in chains. The stragglers all withdrew. There is no danger of their coming back. It would be mad to launch a fresh attack. All this I did, sire, to defend your throne, the greatest Moorish army ever known.
Your Majesty, Ximena is coming here. Oh.
I sometimes wish that girl would disappear.
Once more she'll ask for justice.
And if so, I cannot choose but listen. Rodrigo, I think she'd best not see you.
Sir, you're right. I'll never mollify her, come what might. But here my father comes to fill my place, while I must vanish, if not without trace.
She seeks his death.
but prays that he may live.
She loves him, Diego.
Your Majesty, I'm wronged. You must hear me.
Just as I thought, another anguished plea.
Rodrigo must not meet a glorious end. A death like that is not what I intend for him. I'd see him hang, not die in war. When he's disgraced, I'm happy, not before. Castile preserved, Rodrigo living still, still primed and ready here for me to kill. Dish of revenge, for me alone kept warm.
Here's women's logic in its purest form.
You're smiling. Hope has run away with me. What threat to this Rodrigo can I be? You mock my grief. How can I hurt him? How? Your kingdom is a sanctuary for him now. Under your aegis here, he will be free. He's won, I've lost, just like the enemy.
Why so incensed? All things are weighed when justice is dispensed. He killed your father, yes. But hadn't he offended his? Therefore, in equity, I must be lenient. Do not rail at me for being so. Consult your heart instead. Rejoice that your Rodrigo isn't dead. I've pardoned him. You should be grateful, too, since such a lover has been spared to you.
You grudged me vengeance for a father dead. You might consider this recourse instead.
What's that?
A trial of arms. Then he can pay for what he's done in the exact same way. Whichever knight brings me Rodrigo's head, his rich reward will be to share my bed, a prize with which he should be satisfied.
I doubt if he could find a finer bride. But single combat? That I can't permit. My hackles rise at any talk of it. Rodrigo, with his toll of routed Moors, has made amends.
What? For his sake, will you revoke your laws? The Count had crossed me and was made to pay. He must defend that action, come what may.
You'd have your son accept this challenge? Why?
Not because I imagine he might die.
Suppose he fought. Suppose he killed one knight. A thousand more would soon be there to fight in that man's place. The victor marries her, Ximena said. That makes a challenger of all my unmarried courtiers. No, to put up one knight, even Rodrigo, against a host of them would not be right. Let this suffice. Once only shall he fight.
Oh, pish, let him fight 100 sire, nay more. Let's see him bathe his blade and hands in gore.
Ximena, choose your champion carefully. I grant you one duel. Ask no more of me.
But now I think of it, who'd fight my son? It would be madness after what he's done.
I will, Don Diego.
What? Don Sancho? Why? Prince, think again. You're very young to die.
And young I may be, but I intend to fight and rid Ximena of this pest, this blight. Ximena, could I tell you what I feel? Such a desire to serve you, such a zeal. This task is mine by right, as well you know. You promised me.
Ximena, is this so? My son's your chosen champion?
Sire, he is.
Then all the grief is mine, the honor his. They fight tomorrow.
Sire, why not today? He's taken up the challenge. Why delay?
Reluctant as I am, I yield to you. Let your son rest first for an hour or two.
Thank you.
Whoever wins, let him be brought to me. Ximena is the spoils of victory. I grant him her.
Only one champion? No!
I have decreed it, and it shall be so. Whoever is victorious, you are his. But don't you see how false your protest is? When if Rodrigo wins, the joy you will feel will surpass anybody's in Castile.
Ximena.
Rodrigo, why are you here? Knowing I hate you, still you dare appear?
To say farewell before I die. Your hate ends with my life, so I embrace my fate.
What do you mean? How can you be afraid? You think you're not a match for Don Sancho? What's made you weak or him strong? Rodrigo, who killed my father, beat the Moors, now fears Don Sancho. I could laugh till I shed tears.
This is my punishment. It's not a duel. Why should I live if you can be so cruel? You say you want me dead. I may be brave, but why defend a life I scorn to save? I would have fallen on a Moorish sword before they had the chance to call me lord. And now it's my life at issue. Nothing more, and it's a life that's not worth fighting for since you desire its end. I make no plea. Embrace the sentence you have passed on me.
What do you mean, Rodrigo? What's your plan? To lose on purpose to the lesser man, not fight with all your skill?
It seems you've made another's hand the instrument of hate. I didn't merit death by yours. Well, then, I'd lose to any. To the least of men. How happily I'll greet each fatal blow. My blood will drip from me like honeydew, because I'll know that it's been shed for you. I'm really dying at your hands, not his.
Duty, Rodrigo, hunts you down like this, not me. It's just. But since your love for me has led you foolishly, deliberately, to let my champion win, open your eyes. If you should die, your reputation dies.
I crushed the Moors. I killed the Count. My fame is certain. I've immortalized my name. To crown that with some further feat would be to add mere grace notes to sweet harmony. I'm fortunate. I have no need to win. They sooner would suspect a saint of sin than me of being the weaker in a fight. Rodrigo in defeat? Why, day and night are closer kin. He loved the girl, they'll say. Without her, life was pointless anyway.
Honor and love of life can't change your course. Then maybe love can. Mine, which once was yours. Fight! Save me from Don Sancho. Set me free from what is nothing else but slavery. A lifetime with a man whom I detest, by the mere thought of whom I am oppressed. Duty be damned. Do not be killed, but kill. Do you belong to your Ximena still? And are you glad she doesn't wish you dead? Then win a duel whose victor shares her bed.
Let all the warriors in Spain unite. Let them line up in ranks for me to fight. Ximena's love has put such power in me, only one man can have the victory.
As I'm a princess, so this love's a crime. I thought its torment would abate with time. Oh, what folly. Its insidious sweetness still suffuses my mad soul and saps my will. I am a princess, and as such, a prince must be my husband, that I've known long since. But still, there's a strange revolt in me. Love struggles against duty's tyranny. I lack the strength and desire to choose, and then, whichever choice I make, I lose something most dear to me. I curse my birth. No man alive can match Rodrigo's worth. His courage... Oh! But he's not a prince. Cruel fate. I'm trapped between my passion and my state. He killed her father. She should want him dead. Yet it's as if that blood was never shed. Even as though she weren't her father's child, as if by magic they're reconciled. And the sweet hope I nurtured from her wrong? Why, I've seen frosts in summer last as long.
Highness?
Well, Leonora?
Your distress? It's over now. At long last, happiness is in your grasp. Your soul can be at peace.
You say that when my agonies increase.
Love feeds on hope. Without it fades away, or so, at any rate, I've heard you say. Then you no longer need fear, Rodrigo. He's going to fight. He's told Ximena so. He dies or marries her. Then rest assured your hope will fade. Your fevered mind be cured.
Not so. My dream still haunts me. Rodrigo will fight, but I can thwart them even so for love. Oh, sweet source of all my bitter pain, breeds subtlety in every lover's brain.
Her father's murders failed to part these two. What for a brace of ducats can you do? Ximena's made her feelings all too plain. She loves Rodrigo still. Or else, again, a duel's arranged. What does she promptly do? When champions are waiting, a whole crew of proven prowess and of high renown, ready, swords drawn, to cut Rodrigo down, she chooses Sancho.
Yes?
And why?
Oh, tell me.
Because he's inexperienced. Oh. Don't you see? Ximena wants her champion to lose. Then she can have Rodrigo and excuse any seeming filial fickleness by claiming that the king required no less.
Yes. Oh, I was blind. And now I count the cost. If she and I were rivals, then I've lost. What must I do?
Start by remembering you're a king's daughter, destined for a king, yet love a commoner.
Not anymore. The plain Rodrigo, whom I loved before, was nothing like the one I now adore. He is a hero, yet my wish to part that pair is gone. I've ripped it from my heart. Yes, I no longer plan to thwart a love that you, I, all Castile should be proud of. Rodrigo is a man who's done great things. The valiant Cid, the master of two kings. I shall master my own heart today, and not from fear of what the world may say. Farewell, Rodrigo, and your new renown. I'd spurn you, even if you wore a crown. You know how I've suffered for this man. I'll give him up and end as I began.
Elvira, how I suffer. Pity me. So full of hope and of anxiety. Two rivals for my hand must fight today, and I'm to be ruined either way. Rodrigo wins. Revenge can be no more. He loses. I lose one whom I adore.
What need is there to take so dark a view? Say rather, either outcome favors you. You either have revenge or Rodrigo. You gain yourself a husband either way, while also having managed to obey the laws of honor.
What a husband, though. A man who's either murdered Rodrigo or my poor father, thus my enemy, his hands stained with the blood most dear to me. Death's better than revenge. I'm done with you, honor and love. I suffer as I do on your account. Sweet heaven, pity me. Let there be no defeat, no victory.
It would be harsh of heaven to treat you thus. Pray that the man you love's victorious, that by his dazzling valor, Rodrigo wins further laurels for himself, and so wins you. That way, the outcome of the fight ends your dilemma, gives the king the right to make you take the man you're longing for.
And if he wins, what do you think I'll do? Accept him? Never. I shall not retreat. I scorn this combat's terms. He may defeat Don Sancho, scatter scores like him pell-mell. Ximena's honor he will never quell. I will not be his bride. No, he must face more champions to save me from disgrace. Yes, let him fight with every man in Spain.
Be careful, lest you finally obtain what you pretend that you are seeking. Why, even suppose Rodrigo were to die, would that bring your dead father back to you? Be satisfied with one loss. Don't seek two. Stubborn, capricious girl. Unworthy of the man they've chosen for you, and whose love you've somehow won. You'll mourn, though, if he's dead, and you've become Don Sancho's wife instead.
Don't try to frighten me with that grim fate. I won't let either of them touch me. Wait, who's this? Oh, God, it's over. It's too late. Don Sancho!
Lady, let me lay this sword at your fair feet.
The hateful blade that gored Rodrigo. Wretch! How dare you enter here? You've robbed me of the man I held most dear. Burst forth now, love. You've nothing left to fear. Contain yourself no longer, since one blow has saved me from disgrace. In doing so, filled me with black despair and left me free to speak of my true passion openly.
Please, calm yourself.
Not another word. You murdered him, the hero I adored. Monster! Would he succumb to this opponent, Rodrigo El Cid? As for our marrying, heaven forbid. You're not my champion, but my tormentor. You've robbed my life of meaning, of its center.
Ximena, please, will you not hear me out?
What? Stand and listen while you brag about the butchering of Rodrigo and relate the tale of your brave deed. My crime, his fate.
My father, Don Arias and Diego, are on their way here now, and maybe... No, I hear them. Let us hope they've more success than I in mollifying your distress.
Ximena, I suppose you must have heard. My son has told you what has just occurred.
Sire, why should I dissemble any more when what I did my best to hide you saw? I loved, you knew it, But to satisfy my father's ghost, my lover had to die. Rodrigo's death has wrought a change in me, to grieving lover from sworn enemy. Don Sancho, while defending me, in fact, destroyed my life, and by that very act, has won me. Your Majesty, revoke this brutal law. If you have pitied anyone before, pity me now. I'll give him all my wealth, the prize for victory. Let me keep myself. I'll find a convent, weep my life away, mourn two dead men until my dying day.
Sire, tell her.
Then, Ximena, you must know. Rodrigo lives. Defeated Don Sancho gave you a false account.
Father, not so. The ardor of her love for Rodrigo deceived her. I came only to report what happened in the combat she had sought. Her lover won, and having done so, said, I have disarmed you. I don't wish you dead. Enough. Already too much blood's been shed. I brought his sword to her, and when she saw it, she leapt to false conclusions. Clearly thought, because I had returned alive, that I had won the duel. She raged at me, thereby making her love plain. I know the outcome to be right. My heart is wholly hers. My loss is infinite. And yet defeat brings joy. Because of it, this matchless pair can finally unite.
Courage, Ximena. Do not be ashamed. Your scruples are in no way to be blamed. But they are futile, cannot be denied. You did your duty. You have satisfied your father's ghost, upheld your house's pride. You championed your dead father. Why not now be selfish for 1 minute and avow you love Rodrigo dearly, solely, and permit me to bestow on him your hand? Look, here he comes now, and my daughter too.
Ximena, dry your tears. I ask of you one favor, that you marry Rodrigo. No gift could please you more, as well we know.
Sire, in your presence, if you don't object, both as a mark of love and of respect, I'll kneel before her.
Sire.
Ximena, please, will you not listen when I'm on my knees? Then let me tell you what I've come here for. That's not the spoils of victory, but once more, to offer you my life. Despite my love, I don't intend to take advantage of the terms of combat or the king's decree. Your father hasn't had enough from me. Knowing that I have given you offense, I'm ready to do all to make amends. But if your much-prized honor and your pride are still too stubborn to be satisfied, until you see me laid before you, dead, don't make me fight with champions. My head is at your feet. Take your revenge on me. Come. Strike for honors and your father's sake, and take the vengeance no one else can take.
Rodrigo,
I ask one thing. Once I'm dead, forget we ever quarreled, and instead remember me more fondly day by day, and never let my memory fade away.
Rodrigo, rise. Yes, even I'll admit I've said so, and there's no unsaying it. Your love and courage wipe away my hate. But, sire, must your command still be obeyed?
Ximena, you'll discover soon that time can mitigate even the gravest crime. Rodrigo won you, and you shall be his. But while his valor has accomplished this, it would be an affront to you were we to let him take the spoils of victory so soon. The terms of combat, while they state that you must marry him, impose no date. Wait for a year. Grief's scars may then have healed. During that time, Rodrigo, take the field and let my armies under your command pursue the routed Moors, lay waste their land. But while you do great deeds, stay true to her. Return still worthy of her, worthier. Let glorious exploits bring you such acclaim that as your wife she will herself win fame.
To win Ximena, sire, and to serve you, what can you ask of me that I'll not do? A year without the sight of her will be hard to endure, but you have given me hope, and at least the chance of happiness.
Have faith in me and in your own prowess. Your mistress' heart you certainly possess. Her honor, which still prompts her to rebel. Time, your own greatness, and your king shall quell.
In El Cid by Pierre Cornet, Don Rodrigo was played by James Purefoy. Ximena by Indira Varma. Elvira by Eleanor Bron. Donna Urraca, Gina McKee. Don Diego, David Calder. Don Gomas, Ewan Bailey. Don Fernando, Stephen Thorne. Don Sancho, Chris Pavlo. Leonora, Amelia Laudell. Don Arias, Jared McDermott. And the page, Gary Podmore. El Cid was translated and adapted by Ranjit Bolt, and the director was Peter Kavanagh.
Celebrate the 100th anniversary of Henri Dutilleux with Radio 3. Music that's dazzling, seductive, and always sheerly beautiful. Dutilleux is one of the 20th century's most captivating voices. But don't just take my word for it. Explore the life and work of this French composer weekdays on Composer of the Week. We're live in concert on Friday night with a duo of Dutilleux works. And next Saturday, join me, Tom Service, for a special edition of Music Matters. Discover Dutilleux, all this week on BBC Radio 3.
Well, later on tonight, El Cid will be dominating the schedule again. I'll be playing ballet music from Massenet's opera Le Cid, as well as the original soundtrack to the epic 1960s film. That begins at 11:30 tonight. Now, though, it's just after 10:30, and it's time for Early Music Late, presented by Aileen Manahan-Thomas.
Hello. Today we've a recital from the Fundación Pérez in Cuenca, given in March last year by the ensemble La Risonanza, under their founder and director, Fabio Bonizzoni. This was the 54th Cuenca Sacred Music Week, and the group took as its theme the tradition of sacred works in Spain, focusing in particular on two of Spain's most overlooked composers of the 17th and 18th centuries, Sebastián Durón and José de Torres. Though their work remains largely unpublished, these were two of the most famous and respected court composers, both in turn masters of music at the Royal Chapel in Madrid. La Risonanza's programme today brings us music by these lost Spanish masters, alongside works by the European greats whose music would have been known in the cosmopolitan atmosphere in Madrid, Vivaldi and Handel. And it's with Handel that the concert today starts for us, and his trio sonata in G minor, opus 5, number 4.